Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with John Connolly, Executive Chairman at Fire Angel Technology, who's going to talk us through full year results and the placing and open offer that's just been announced. John, good to see you.
Good to see you, Tamsin.
Can you give us an overview of what Fire Angel does as it evolves and the market areas that you're focused on?
So Fire Angel is a leading company in the home safety space. We have been selling alarms, smoke, CO and heat alarms for many years, and we have indeed sold 70 million such devices. We operate primarily in the UK, let's say three quarters of our revenue, with the rest primarily in northwestern Europe. Exact proportions depend on typically precise movements in a given territory of legislative or social drivers, and so the proportions can vary. The emerging part of our market is connected alarms, and that in particular has been growing very well in recent months following the issues with COVID. What is a connected alarm? Well, for all of us, if we traditionally have a few standalone alarms, a couple of standalone alarms in our house or garage, if an alarm distant from where you're sleeping goes off, maybe by the time the one outside your bedroom door or on your landing goes off, the fire has already had a chance to become a raging inferno with greater risk to life, injury and property. But with connected alarms, if one goes off, then they all go off and thereby shortening the time to alert. Now, there's a layer beyond that in which we are increasingly specializing, based upon our own unique Fire Angel Predict. This is an AI tool which can see the data from alarms, and in a multi-occupancy situation like a tower block, for example, it can interpret the data and start to help you manage risk for the tenants in the various flats. And of course, post-Grenfell, this is becoming a more sensitive area, and we are getting a lot more inquiries now compared to even a few months ago about this. In addition, with Fire Angel in the UK, we're based in Coventry and Gloucester, and most of our manufacturing is accomplished by partners in Poland and China.
Can you give us a sense of the challenges faced by social housing landlords, such as local authorities and housing associations?
Sure. There's a lot of challenge in the social landlord area at the moment. Obviously, post-Grenfell, there's a huge amount more focus. We all see stories and hear things on the radio about the inquiry, and it's felt very keenly by the whole sector. But it is driving specific new legislation and with more to come. So, for example, in the UK, last year, there was the Building Safety Bill, and then again in December, there was the Social Housing White Paper, and there is a thread in these of a digital approach to managing transparency, accountability, responsibility, and safety, and I think that will only grow. And of course, the fire and rescue services are also all over this journey towards digital and data, and they work very closely not only with companies like ourselves in the sector, but also with social housing landlords and with government. So the future is very much digital, and that's where connected alarms in particular come in, and also the ability to see and manage risk. In addition, there is a huge cost to social housing landlords in ensuring safety, and particularly in tall buildings. And this can help manage those costs. In Scotland, the legislation has reached a little bit further than the rest of the UK, and social housing landlords have to put in connected alarms. And clearly, we're part of servicing that demand.
Can you give us some specific examples to do with the sector?
Sure. The sector in the UK has about 4.5, 4.6 million dwellings. So it's a really significant part of the UK's housing stock. We are now working with quite a lot of housing associations and local authorities to show them what connected technology can do. And we have a number of implementations. And most notably, last year, we announced a significant rollout whereby we're providing our connected technology and our unique Fire Angel Predict to several thousand social housing properties in the Ealing estate. That rollout has started and seems to be going very well. And we would expect further such opportunities to appear as we go. But the sector's not static. The sector's evolving, the technology's evolving. We have a number of other pilots going on. And it seems to be, from my point of view, the future. Why would this sector be any different? It is a sector that can solve a lot of its issues using technology, and we have been working on connected technology for longer than most people in this sector, for nine years indeed.
You've just released your full year results. Can you give us an overview of the financial performance?
Sure. Well, we're not alone in having had a lot of challenges through the COVID year. I mean, as individuals in the company, but obviously the company itself. So the company revenue was down by 12% on the year before, which in one way doesn't seem terrible, but actually it was 20% or so below our own revenue expectations for the year. Clearly, that took a lot of margin and potential gross profitability out of the business. The double whammy for us was that we had some significant margin improvement plans, and those in particular went way to the right. However, we chose not to waste the lockdown periods, and I'll come back to that. But our sales then down 12%, that meant sales of £39.9 million. And our gross margin, which is a weakness of the company and has been in recent years, was only at 19.8%. Clearly, that would outturn as a loss for the whole year. It was, however, at 19.8% up on the previous year. As I say, we had a lot of plans that we began to execute that were just pushed away, pushed to the side. The good news, as perhaps we'll come back to, is a lot of that work is starting to show benefits in the current period. When we look back at last year, though, we did furlough staff. We took some measures to conserve cash, but actually, we focused most of our furlough on sales and also, unfortunately, our very valuable sensor factory in Canada. But for most people, we carried on through. I started going back to the office last May, at least one day a week. And lots of my colleagues started to do the same. And we made a lot of progress. We were delighted to see growth returning to the company from September onwards. And we did have a really strong 4Q. In particular, we were very pleased that our connected alarm sales were the best quarter we've ever had for that technology. And that really helped us have at least an encouraging end to the year, even if, of course, it was a disappointment overall. In terms of our cash performance during the last year, we benefited in lockdown one from a government CL bill loan, and that was for £3.2 million, which was very, very helpful indeed. But as it became apparent there was going to be a lockdown two, two and a half, three, we began talking to the bank about the possibilities of extending that. That discussion was complicated slightly by the fact that our declined revenue took us from the CL bill regime to the CBIL regime. But the bank has provided us with the support through these later lockdowns with a CBIL loan for slightly smaller revenue companies. And that sort of sum of 3.7 million on improved terms to the original CL bill. So we're satisfied with that support we've had from the government through our bank. In terms of the overall debt position of the company, we actually improved compared to the previous year. We were at a net debt of 4.9 million at the end of December 2019, and that improved to a net debt of 3.7 million in December 2020. So the government support was of great value to us, as for so many businesses.
So you've just announced a placing an open offer for £9 million today. What are you planning to do with the proceeds?
Well, it's actually quite an exciting event for us. As you say, it is a placing and open offer. We are keen to widen the shareholder base, and it looks like we have definitely achieved that. And we're delighted both with the success of the process and by the broadening of the shareholder base. This really is about growth and margin expansion. We have a very detailed plan, and we've done an awful lot of detailed work during the lockdown period, some of which is already in the bag and impacting financial performance positively. The specific uses, we are using a part of the funds to accelerate our R&D. In particular, we are aiming to create a more automated manufacturing environment to enable a much smoother build of products, and particularly to drive down manufacturing and input costs and reduce components. But it's, of course, a lot of our existing IP. We're not starting from nowhere, but we are bringing new techniques and adding some new features as we go. And this will have a very positive effect on the medium to long-term margins of the business. And gross margin is one of the things we are really tackling, really, as we speak. The second area is there is a real opportunity to de-link our cost growth from the volume growth of the business. And given that we expect several years of growth from here, then we don't want to grow our costs in line. And so there's an opportunity to tackle a number of end-to-end processes in the business to do with SAP, EDI, the warehouse, customer support, and do all that far more efficiently. The big one for me, however, is we need to hold more stock. We experienced a lot of growth in 4Q. That growth has absolutely carried on in 1Q. We'll perhaps come back to that. We need to hold more stock, particularly of our higher value products. And coming out of COVID, we couldn't have all the confidence to hold all the stock we might have needed. So we need to fuel the growth we're seeing and the growth we expect.
Can you give us a little bit more detail on Q1 and how that's been and the outlook for the rest of the year?
Well, Q1 has been a really good quarter for us. It's on budget. We had sectors, those sectors that have had the restrictions lifted quickest, those sectors have actually set records in our history for the amount of sales. But then, of course, were modified back by the fact that mainland Europe has still got more restrictions than the UK has, and Scotland has not been quite as open as England, Wales, Northern Ireland. But we're pretty satisfied that we're on budget. Interestingly, and very pertinently, demand for connected products was very strong in 1Q as it was in 4Q. Most recently, we announced a very significant contract with a German partner, and they are contracting with us for us to design a new generation smoke alarm for them and their particular market. It is an exciting project. It is underway. First invoices have already left our building. And over the next 2 to 3 years, we will design that alarm. And then following that, there'll be an ongoing relationship where we'll receive a royalty for each product sold, as well as management fees for the manufacturing process. It's a very exciting and potentially transformational opportunity for us, and we're delighted by it. as we look to the rest of the year, what we're about is delivering marked growth over 2020, getting back to where we'd hoped to be before COVID struck, and then as years go by, continuing to grow. The key thing we are addressing is weak gross margin, and we expect to show a marked improvement on that this year. Of course, the positive demand for our connected products and the strong forecast for them is very encouraging for us in terms of changing that mix and improving the gross margin of the business, along with the fact we have this range of self-help measures, such as we moved all of our packaging from PET, plastic essentially, to cardboard. And on its own, that's a saving of about £500,000 a year. So we feel really very positive about the prospects. And certainly right now, we are not constrained by demand. So based on all the hard work we put in across particularly the last year and coming into this year, we're seeing that hard work being rewarded in the financial performance. And we're out looking a really positive year, as well as already a very positive 2022.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.